Good evening, folks, and welcome to week number 6 of high school football. We are in the midst of homecoming excitement in Bad Axe, Michigan. But the Unionville Sea Wing area Patriots are coming to town, though, and are looking to break up the big dance. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's game, and alongside me, as always, is a true professional, even has a license to prove it. Dave Hansen has graced us with his presence yet again. Dave, welcome.
Thanks, Clark. Happy to be here. Looking forward to a great game here in front of us. Bad Axe homecoming. USA should be a good game.
And it's an absolutely beautiful night on hand. I was telling Dave, last time I was in Bad Axe broadcasting was last year, monsoon against Lakers, and a completely different story today. Blue skies, and we'll get to that in a second. But after the lights are turned off tonight, Dave, we are two-thirds through the regular season. So if this were attendance-based, Dave, class, we'd be have enough to pass.
Oh, I think so. I expect a full house. I know just getting here, and it was quite a bit before game time. It was tough to even get here. Cars everywhere, people everywhere. Should be a huge crowd tonight.
And there are festivities all over the grounds here. The floats are here. There's some local vendors and businesses out with some chili, I believe. But last week, we saw some of a lopsided field for the WIW Sports Game of the Week. Harbor Beach came out firing and never looked back against the Lakers. Eli Crafts was 7-for-7 in passing for 68 yards, and the Pirates altogether put up 356 yards of offense and gave up only 47 total yards on defense. Final score, Harbor Beach 56, Lakers nothing.
To describe it, Clark, dominant. It was a one-team show, offensively, defensively, special teams. Harbor Beach dominated the field from the coin toss. There was no match. It's not that Lakers wasn't good enough to compete. Harbor Beach had its game face on, and talent-wise, they might be the best team in the area, and they showed it last week. They could do nothing wrong, and that was exciting to see.
Now on to week number 6 of MHSAA football on WLEW Sports. It's time for a quick break, but when we return, we'll take you through all the area games, and then we'll make way for the WLEW Sports Game of the Week, USA at Bad Axe. It's homecoming. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Keep it right here.
Have you stopped by Thumb Cellular and looked over the selection of phones during their back-to-school sale yet? If not, it's time you did. Thumb Cellular's back-to-school sale ends September 29th, so stop by Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky this week and get an A-plus in communication with a Samsung Chrono or an LG Prestige free with only a one-year agreement. Better yet, get extra credit for owning one of the many smartphones Thumb Cellular has to offer, such as the Motorola Defy. It's dust-proof, water and scratch resistant, and is free on just a two-year agreement. Or check out the LG Ignite, loaded with features, which retails at $469. Right now, it's free on a two-year agreement while supplies last. And if you sign up now, Thumb Cellular will double your minutes when you upgrade or add a line to your account. And those minutes will be doubled as long as you have a plan. Terms of service apply. So hurry to Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky by September 29th. Then you too will know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the thumb.
The Pigeon Chamber invites you to our second annual scavenger hunt for adults over 21. Learn some history about the thumb and have a great time. For more information, go to pigeonchamber.com.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things: teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when it happens, it doesn't matter if you've saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
You're tuned to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week. It is USA at FedEx tonight, and we are excited as can be. Clark Ramsey here, Dave Hansen to my right, to my left, Kylie Kamoski doing the numbers. It's a beautiful night, Dave, and let's go through the area games here besides tonight's game in front of us. First, we start in the GTC East. It's Sandusky at Memphis.
I like this game, Clark. I think Memphis gets a chance at home to compete in the GTC East. I like them in the first half. Second half, though, is going to be all Sandusky.
Another game in the GTC East, a critical one for the standings, is Harbor Beach at Brown City.
Very exciting game here if you're a GTC East fan. Harbor Beach wins this game, though. We watched them last week. They were way too good on both sides of the football.
Now we move to the west of the Greater Thumb Conference, Bay City All Saints at Lakers.
I like Lakers in this game. They kind of got roughed up last week. I like them to be refocused and remotivated at home tonight.
And Reese is at Cass City. This should be a pretty good game.
I agree here. I'm going to go with the road team. Reese is just too solid year in and year out. I trust their program more than Cass City's.
And you got to remember, this is the Cass City team that defeated USA last week.
It was. I don't disagree with that. That's why I completely agree with the fact it is going to be a good game. I still like Reese.
All right, now we have a GTC crossover game. Marlette is at Vassar.
Another kind of intriguing game here. I'm going to go with the home team. I don't know a ton about Vassar. I know they're pretty solid. I like them at home then in the tiebreaker there.
And one game is out of conference. Marion is traveling up to Ubley.
Well, we know Ubley is very steady and have gotten better each week. Don't know a lot about Marion. What I've heard, a little shaky program over there. I'm going to confidently take Ubley in that one.
And then we have four games in eight-man football. Deckerville is at Caseville tomorrow. Saturday, CPS at Cardinal Mooney. Peck at Kingston. And North Huron versus St. Joseph. Well, we have an absolutely beautiful night. It is 6:26 on your FM dial, 102.1 FM. Tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, as well as the Sailor Services, Knight's Insurance Agency, Rainey's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, McDonald's Food and Family Center, Conic Radiator and Air Conditioning at the East End of Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb area, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Moore Shoreline of Sebring, McVeigh Insurance Agency, USA Schools, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon and Bad Axe, and the committee to elect Terry Brown, 84th District State Representative. We are about 34 minutes away from broadcast, but this game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction or distribution of on the internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. And cellular phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Well, Dave, while we go into our prediction right now for this Bad Axe USA game, we'll hit on it and then we'll discuss it later after the news.
That sounds good. I got two words for you. Jared Emmerich. I like Bad Axe tonight and upset. I know it's homecoming, and I'm not getting all sucked into that too much, Clark. I like what we've seen a couple weeks back with Bad Axe, putting up 20 points. They got a win last week. I like that momentum coming into homecoming tonight. I'm going with the underdog.
Okay, and we will hold my prediction. I'm now rethinking mine, in fact. We will hold my prediction until after the news. We'll take a quick break for the news and weather, and then we'll be back with you the rest of your pregame show, the WLAW Sports Game of the Week. It is USA at Bad Axe. Keep it locked on. We'll be back in 12 minutes.